We just heard Edison V. Denisov's Tod ist ein langer Schlaf, which I'm probably not pronouncing quite correctly, I apologise, followed by Alfred Schnittke's Dialogue for Cello and Ensemble, both performed by Alexander Ivashkin on cello, the first piece being performed with the Geneva Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Lee Marquis, the second by the Ensemble Pentéâtre de Montréal, Jeremy Bell conducting. I thought to myself, could this count as Canadian content? But alas, it does not. In any case, we are now going to pause for a brief promotional break. The show is Vision Fugitive, right here on CFRU Radio.
Hi, I'm Blenders Bublik, and I listen to CFRU to hear a mix of local content that I'm not going to hear anywhere else. I'm CFRU, are you?
Choreographer Bengt Jørgen transforms Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet into the magical world of ballet. River Run Center presents Canada's Ballet Jørgen with Romeo and Juliet, featuring visually stunning sets, outstanding costumes, and world-class performers. Tickets available online at riverrun.ca or by phone at 519-763-3000. Join us for Canada's Ballet Jørgen with Romeo and Juliet at River Run Center, a physically accessible space, on Tuesday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m.
Magic here every Saturday afternoon on CFRU. Seriously, music.
The University of Guelph's College Royal Society invites you to venture into the Royal Forest March 19th and 20th. Check out barn tours, livestock shows, art shows, live carpet displays, and more. There are plenty of events for everyone to enjoy. Catch all the details online at collegeroyalsociety.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram at College Royal Society.
Welcome back to CFRU Radio, 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. I am the Christopher Curry. The show that you are listening to is This Night Wounds Time. Prior to the break, we featured a track by Alfred Schnittke with the title Dialogue for Cello and Ensemble. I am now going to go from a dialogue to a bit of a reduction. We went from Opus 61 to Opus 122, which was doubling the number. In this case, we're reducing. I'm going from a dialogue to a monologue. This is a work by a composer from China with the name Xingjing Luo. And this is a work to 1986 called Monologue Part 1. The work is taken from a kind of unusual disc released in the TELUS series. That's one word, TELUS. It was number 19 in their series of cassettes. They were kind of like Music Works, I suppose, in a way, but predating for the most... Well, I'm not even sure that's true, but they existed in the 1980s. They may have come around after Music Works, but similar premise. And they released tapes of new classical works by various creative artists. Their 19th tape was called New Music China and was focused on musicians from the country. I have not modified the tape hiss that appears on this track. In fact, you can hear a little bit of the flutter that ends the cassette when the work comes to an end, because this was the last track on the album. The work features Takaki Masuko on percussion and, interestingly for a monologue, two different voices, those of Xingxing Luo and Marnie Rice. Let's hear this now. We just heard Xingxing Luo's monologue part one. Xingxing Luo was from China initially. She later moved to the United States. And her music was later featured on a 1999 release called Exchange China. Now, exchange in this case is spelled with a lowercase e, but an uppercase X, and all the other letters lowercase. I think I've come across this label or this project before. Xingxing Luo, I believe her most famous work is a piece called Mosquito. Even if it's not her most famous, it does seem to be her most recorded in any event. Usually these two things are pretty much one and the same. And I'm going to feature the recording of this piece. If you are a fan of the work that I played by Lubomir Melnik, with the kind of continuous piano playing, the Lund St. Petri Symphony a few weeks ago, you will probably appreciate this work as well. After that, I'm going to feature a little bit more music from the same album. Jason Cao Wang first, with, I guess, another track that kind of fits the theme of different types of conversation or dialogue. This would be Flight of Whispers. And what might A Flight of Whispers travel on. Well, we're going to hear when that work is over a work by Ge Ganru with the title Yi Feng, or Ancient Wind. Let's hear these three works as of now.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.